Hyperbole, false assertions, and attacks on city staff pepper debate at the Juneau Assembly's last meeting over a plan intended to unstick Juneau's housing market. In a 5-4 vote, the Juneau Assembly appears to have thrown step one of that affordable housing plan out the window. Back in 2014, the Juneau Assembly set aside $75,000 to hire consultants to write up a plan to provide a stable supply of affordable housing. Meetings were held, the market was studied, consultants consulted, and eventually they produced a 68-page housing action plan. The very first recommendation in that document is to, quote, formally adopt this plan into Juneau's comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan is a long-term city planning guide. Say the owner of a property zoned for housing wants an exception to build a bar, or a daycare, or a pig farm. The city officials who make formal recommendations and decide whether to grant the exception are supposed to refer to the comprehensive plan to see how the request fits into the big picture. It's one of many considerations they're supposed to weigh. Elections shook up the assembly. City staff drafted an ordinance to fold the housing action plan into the comprehensive plan. More meetings were held, public notices were posted, a public hearing was set, and the final step to adopt the affordable housing plan was teed up for assembly approval at its last meeting. Assemblymember Mary Becker made the motion that derailed the plan.
I move that we accept the housing action plan by resolution.
That resolution wasn't on the agenda and had yet to be drafted. Becker clarified. She explicitly wanted to exclude the housing action plan from the city's comprehensive plan. Assemblymember Debbie White was with Becker. She cited an October 26 memo from a city planner and Juneau's chief housing officer.
That basically says if the housing plan is simply adopted by resolution, then it's a plan that's aspirational, provides guidance for decision making. It just becomes a set of guidelines to keep in mind for future actions. If it is adopted and added to the comprehensive plan, it becomes the rule.
White was echoing the memo closely, but put her own interpretation on that last bit. The memo actually says if the housing action plan is adopted into the comprehensive plan, the main difference is, quote, the review of land use actions for consistency with the comprehensive plan. Assemblymember Jesse Keel tried to straighten things out.
It's important that we remember the comprehensive plan itself is aspirational. It says so.
It is not, and it does not.
I'm happy to pull it up.
Keel didn't pull it up for Becker while the mics were hot, but I did. 49.05.200 subsection C of the compiled laws of the city and borough of Juneau, Alaska says the goals and policies set forth in the comprehensive plan are aspirational in nature and are not intended to commit the city and borough to a particular action, schedule, or methodology, etc. Then, White, a realtor who owns Southeast Alaska Real Estate, said she opposed the entire housing action plan and said it would make development harder.
Frankly, a lot of times, our city departments don't even really appear to be open for business because they're looking for ways to deny.
After that claim, she bristled in an allusion to one of the non-binding housing plan recommendations.
I don't know where we get these harebrained ideas to make things as difficult as we possibly can on property developers, but let the free market do its thing. Don't force people to build a certain percentage of their project as being subsidized housing. There's just so many other things that we could be doing.
White's subsidized housing comment is a misrepresentation of what's known as inclusionary zoning. The concept is to give developers an incentive, the right to build more homes on a given property than the zoning otherwise allows, on the condition that the developer sells a percentage of the new homes at an affordable price. Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski, a former planning commissioner, rebutted White.
The point is to give the Planning Commission and the planners tools and more incentive to, in fact, approve these projects because the comprehensive plan acknowledges that we want to do everything we can to, as the consultant said, unstick our housing market. So it is, in fact, designed to do the opposite of making things harder.
The Assembly had a similar debate at the committee level on Halloween. This one lasted about 35 minutes before ending in a 5-4 vote. Assembly members Jesse Keel, Maria Gladyszewski, Lauren Jones, and Norton Gregory voted against the resolution, with the understanding that if it failed, the next vote would be for the more formal comprehensive plan ordinance originally scheduled. Mayor Ken Kelch and Assembly members Jerry Nankervis, Mary Becker, Debbie White, and Beth Weldon voted for the squishier resolution. The city attorney said she'd draft a resolution for the Assembly's next meeting. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.